AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's expected to be presenting its latest peace proposals to U.S. negotiators. It comes ahead of urgent talks tomorrow with a coalition of countries supporting Kyiv in its war with Russia. The U.S. had been pushing a settlement, at least initially seen as heavily favoring Moscow. The leaders of Germany, France, and Britain got on the phone with President Trump today.
Well, I think we had some little disputes about people, and we're going to see how it turns out. And we said before we go to a meeting, we want to know some things. You know, they would like us to go to a meeting over the weekend in Europe, and we'll make a determination.
Meantime, as tensions mount with Venezuela, Trump told reporters,
"We've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large."
The Federal Reserve has again cut its key interest rate. But Haya Pinjwani reports it also signaled it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months.
The cut reduced the rate to about 3.6%. That's the lowest it's been in nearly 3 years. Not budging on interest rates could attract ire from President Donald Trump. He's demanded steep reductions to borrowing costs. The Fed met against the backdrop of elevated inflation that's frustrated many Americans. Consumer prices have jumped 25% in the 5 years since COVID, with higher prices for groceries, rents, and utilities. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
We hear loud and clear how people are experiencing really costs. It's really high costs. And a lot of that is not the current rate of inflation. A lot of that is just embedded higher cost due to higher inflation in 2022 and 23.
Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Stocks closed with gains, the S&P just short of its all-time high. The Dow rose nearly 500 points, the Nasdaq up 0.3%. This is AP News. NFL news.
They wanted me.
Philip Rivers wanted one more shot at winning that elusive Super Bowl ring. So the 44-year-old grandfather and Hall of Fame semifinalist is coming out of retirement and rejoining the Indianapolis Colts.
A game I love to play, a game that I thought I was done playing. Certainly, I wasn't really hanging on any hope of playing again.
After signing with the team's practice squad following a season-ending injury to starting quarterback Daniel Jones and another injury to backup Riley Leonard, the 8-time Pro Bowler told reporters he's eager to take his first NFL snap since 2020.
An organization that I really enjoyed being with.
Coach Shane Steichen says it's possible Rivers could start Sunday's crucial game at Seattle.
When Daniel went down and then we found out about Riley's knee, we're kind of like, hey, what are we going to do? And me and Chris were talking, we're like, hey, let's call Philip.
Rivers acknowledges,
there's risk involved, obviously, of what may or may not happen, but the only way to find out is going for it.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.